KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look for patchy fog and mostly cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly sunny this afternoon, a high around 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We picked up a tenth of an inch of snowfall yesterday in Atlantic, and that melted into 1/100th of an inch of precipitation. In the news, officials of the Iowa DNR said Friday test results from two sets of water samples taken in Elliott show the water there now is safe to drink. The city had lifted the bottled water advisory issued Tuesday after an electrical failure in the Montgomery County town had drained the water tower. During that advisory, the city furnished bottled water to residents and advised them to drink only bottled water because pressure losses can allow bacteria to enter the water supply pipes. Police in Red Oak arrested a teenager on an OWI charge early this morning. Deputies took 17-year-old Megan Justine Sands of Red Oak into custody at around 4 a.m. at the intersection of Highway 34 and Ironwood Avenue. Sands was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and charged with OWI first offense. She was then released to the custody of a parent. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested a Red Oak woman Friday night. 40-year-old Rachel Charisse Kathleen Haddon was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. on a Page County warrant for violation of probation. Haddon was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. And Red Oak police say no injuries were reported following a collision Friday afternoon. Authorities say just before 5 p.m., officers responded to a two-vehicle collision at the corner of North 4th Street and Highway 34 in Red Oak. While en route, officers were informed that one of the vehicles had left the scene. The same vehicle drove past the officers, headed south at a high rate of speed. As officers attempted to turn around and follow the vehicle, they lost sight of it, so they continued to the accident scene where there was an SUV in the ditch with one person trapped inside but not hurt. Rescue crews were able to extricate 54-year-old Michelle Solt of Red Oak from her vehicle. The driver of the other vehicle, 57-year-old Bunny Sue Jarrett of Red Oak, called police later, stating that she was at a friend's home and that she left the scene in her 2001 Chevy Impala because she didn't have a phone to call police from. Jarrett was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device and excessive speed, 50 miles per hour in a 20-mile-per-hour zone. U.S. Senate candidate Rob Hogue will highlight jobs and economy on his visits to Ottawa and Harlan today. The Democratic candidate will meet with the public in Ottawa at the Public Library from 10 until 11 a.m., followed by a similar function at the American Legion Post in Harlan from 12:30 until 1:30 today. The 49-year-old Hogue is serving his third term in the Iowa Senate after two terms in the Iowa House. He announced his candidacy to unseat Charles Grassley last September in Callender, where his grandmother was born in 1902. The first of three legislative coffees scheduled to take place in Cass County for this 2016 legislative session will be held this morning. Kenner Baxter, president of Pride Progressive Rural Iowa Development Enterprise, said the event takes place beginning at 10 a.m. at the Cumberland Fire Station at 216 Main Street in Cumberland.
The representatives and senators have been invited, and they really do make an effort to be there. So the people who represent that area will work very hard to be there.
Representatives Claude Baudler from Greenfield and Tom Moore from Griswold, along with Senators Tom Shipley from Nottoway and Jake Chapman from Adel, have all been invited to attend the coffees.
You know, Claude's been around a long time, and he represents the eastern side of the county. So he usually makes it to the one on the east side, which is the Cumberland one. But the other guys are all fairly new.
Marnie is the second host, and that'll be next month on Saturday, March the 5th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Marnie Community Center. And the final coffee of this legislative session will take place April 2nd, that's a Saturday, at 10 a.m. at the Lewis Community Library. Baxter said the meetings usually open with statements from the legislators, but then they're open to discussion and a Q&A session.
The way Pride does it, we like it to be interactive. We don't like to have, you know, rows of people all looking at the legislators at the front of a room. We put everybody in a circle so everyone sees everyone else in the room, everyone can communicate, and it's a conversation. It's not a lecture, it's not a speech, it's people bringing up their concerns to the legislators, what they feel is important, and the legislators explaining what's happening in the legislature, you know, right now on that topic, or why it isn't being discussed, what is being discussed, and why.
Pride is sponsoring the legislative coffees. The Economic Development Organization works on behalf of communities, businesses, and citizens for Southwest Iowa development. Police in Atlantic report two recent arrests. On Thursday, 36-year-old William Kleckner of Atlantic was arrested for OWI. And on Wednesday, 44-year-old Heidi Powell of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear in court on theft charges. Powell and Kleckner were booked into the Cass County jail. Police in Creston are investigating the theft of a handgun that was left inside a vehicle. Authorities say a resident in the 600 block of North Cherry Street reported Thursday someone entered their vehicle parked behind the home and stole a .40 caliber Smith & Wesson pistol from the vehicle's center console. The incident occurred sometime between 11 p.m. Wednesday and 11 a.m. Thursday. The loss was estimated at $300. Creston police report also 43-year-old Kent Collins of Winterset was arrested early Friday morning on a charge of driving while suspended. Collins was later released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Pottawatomie County woman was arrested early Friday morning. 32-year-old Jessica Gonzalez Herrera of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 2:10 a.m. Friday on a warrant for failure to appear on a possession of controlled substance charge. Her bond was set at $25,000. And Thursday night, 29-year-old Jacob Michael Morrison of Glenwood was arrested on a warrant for criminal mischief. His bond was set at $1,000. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Mary Ann Kinkle, age 92 of Defiance, died Saturday at her home, last Saturday that is. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Ann Kinkle will be today at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Larry Clausen, age 75 of Marcus, died Tuesday in Marcus. A funeral service for Larry Clausen will be today at 11 o'clock at Faith Lutheran Church in Marcus. A memorial service will also be held for Larry Clausen on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church in Audubon. The Ernest Johnson Funeral Home in Marcus is assisting the family with arrangements. Eugene Gene Stoberl, age 64 of Denver, Colorado, died January 25th. A celebration of life memorial service for Gene Stoberl will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Gloreen Vorm, age 89 of Elkhorn, died January 29th at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Gloreen Vorm will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Wayne Sonny Jensen, age 71 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Sonny Jensen will be today at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sandra Brennan, age 65 of Harlan, died Tuesday in Omaha. A visitation for Sandra Brennan will be today from 2 until 8 p.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan, where the family will greet friends today from 4 until 7 p.m. Darlene Kenkel, age 77 of Erling, died Sunday in Bellevue, Nebraska. A mass of Christian burial for Darlene Kenkel will be today at 2 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Juanita McDermott, age 94 of Harlan, died January 30th. Funeral services for Juanita McDermott will be today at 2 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Lauren Bodler, age 78 of Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Lauren Bodler will be held Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Myrtle Otto, age 93 of Manning, died Thursday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Myrtle Otto will be on Monday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Ronald A.V., age 74 of Lawrence, Kansas, died February 1st. Funeral services for Ronald A.V. will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Oneida. Melissa Mitzi LaFoy, age 61 of Hamlin, died Friday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Mitzi LaFoy will be Tuesday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Richard Dick Wichman, age 72 of Messina, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Dick Wichman will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's United Church of Christ, south of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. And Jenny Farley, age 93 of Atlantic, died Friday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Services for Jenny Lowry Farley are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.